The Lord be with you.
And
also a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you're not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." They handed him the Roman coin. He then said to them, "Whose image is this? And whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." And at that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Truly, two things that often cause, if you will, discussions or arguments among people are politics and religion. If you want to have a good friendship, those are two topics you just avoid. And it was interesting because early in the 20th century, the great journalist G.K. Chesterton was looking for a job and as a commentator, what they call today a pundit. And his editor, when he hired him, he said, "Now, Gilbert, you can talk about anything except religion and politics." And Chesterton said, "There's nothing left to talk about than religion and politics, because when we come down to it, religion is about the love of God, and politics is about the love of neighbor. And if those two things aren't important, then why did Jesus give that as the two greatest commandments? Love God and love your neighbor." And so it's interesting that we see in this political year, here we go again. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. Now what does that mean? The Lord knows exactly what it means. He was being set up. That the hostility to Jesus was so strong that even his enemies, the Herodians and the Pharisees, who themselves are enemies, join forces to take Jesus down. Isn't it interesting that usually one thing that makes enemies friends is having a common hatred for somebody else? And that's what brought these two groups together. And so they decided they'll have some of the lower ranking disciples go and ask Jesus what they seemed to think was a simple question that a student would ask, not something that one of the experts in the law would ask. But Jesus, of course, saw right through it because he knew no matter what way he answered that question, he was going to upset somebody. Now, it's clear they're right about one thing. Jesus was never worried about upsetting anybody because he came to give us the Father's will. And the Father's will is the truth. And the truth, in other words, is reality or life as it was created by God, as it is sustained by God, and as it will be completed by God. That's reality. That's what Jesus has come to show us. Reality. And so Jesus asks the hinge question in the gospel that gives us an understanding about what he thinks when we talk about religion and politics. And he says, "Give me a coin. Let me see what's on the coin." They looked at the coin and he says, "Whose head is that?" "Well, that's Caesar." Now, we know that metals of their nature do not have any value unless there is a value assigned to it, unless somehow it's stamped and weighed and measured, and so that object takes on a material value. So you know, if you see a picture of FDR on a coin, it's 10 cents, or George Washington, it's a quarter, or Abraham Lincoln, it's a penny. You know that because you see the image, and you know that the government says that is what this is worth. Not that you can buy much for a penny, a nickel, a dime, or a quarter nowadays. I think penny candy is now at 50 cents, so I mean you need a half a dollar to do that. And there we have President Kennedy on that one. They keep changing the dollar, so I don't know who's on it now. It used to be Eisenhower, but I don't know who it is now. But they keep the images tell us that the government imparts value on this. Well, if the government gave it value, then naturally he would say, then give it back. But whose image is on us? Whose inscription is on us? That's the other side of that question. And by our faith in Jesus Christ, we have been inscribed with the cross. We have been inscribed with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That is the image. And that image that God impressed upon us, he also impressed upon us inestimable value. You cannot put a price on a human person. People tried. They tried in the 19th century with slavery and before. They still do it today. They put a price. And we often think, it's funny when you think about it, oftentimes we think about this, that we often are willing to give our loyalty for things, or sell ourselves, is another way of putting it, for certain things or certain beliefs or whatever the case may be. And you know, there are some people that know that out there. And this time of year, we usually hear about that. One thing I think about is always the phrase, which is a strange phrase, campaign promise. I promise I'm going to lower your taxes. Oh, really? You and who else? Well, you got to go through the Congress. Then you got to go through the House and the Senate. Then, if you're lucky, the President gets it. But that's when a whole bunch of junk's been added to it. He's going to lower your taxes. Oh, really? He is. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Or he's going to raise taxes. Well, that's easy, because anytime they need more money, that's, hey, we'll just crank it out. No problem with that. We'll tax everybody back, even if there's nothing to tax. We'll get blood out of a turnip if we have to. But people come because they often think, and they're not all, obviously, but many people think that if they give you what you want, you will give them what they want. And what they want is a position of authority, so they can do what they believe to be right. But for that to happen, they have to do a little bit of a trade. Okay, you want this, I'll give you that. We'll give you this park, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. And we all think we can do it, to sell ourselves, and we just don't. It's not just a political thing. What do you think the media is all about with advertising? They say you can't live your life without this thing. Well, I'm living it pretty well right now without it. What do you mean? Well, you can't live a better life. Well, try me. But they try to get you to sell yourself to ideas or to trends or to persons. As if we think we own ourselves and we can sell ourselves and let those things determine who we are and what we're worth. And that's the most dangerous thing any human being faces. And we do it a lot of times without even thinking about it. They're willing to give me that? Well, I'll give them this. But in the midst of all of that, of all of our human searching, no matter what the case may be, as I said, it penetrates all of the world. People always wanting to buy a piece of us. That if we think we can sell ourselves off for some short-term gain or some short-term pleasure, we usually find out we're losing it all. Because the fact of the matter is, they have now, the people who have bought us, the advertisers or whoever the case be, has assigned a value to us. You're valuable to me, and you're not. I mean, just think, all of a sudden politicians are, I'm not going to that state because that's a red state or a blue state. So they're not valuable enough for me to hear my message because I know they're not going to listen anyway, so move on. Well, if the truth is the truth and it's something that's important, why wouldn't you want to put the truth out? It's not about truth, it's about winning. It's about obtaining things. And that is a very, very human concept we all face. But that's not what Christ says about us. If we have been bought, we have been bought by Christ, and we have been bought by his blood that's poured out on the cross, the body that was nailed on the cross. And that is what has given us our great value. We are the image and likeness of God, and in us is inscribed that word, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We are children of the Father. And with that great value we have as human beings, we are not people who sell ourselves. Christians are people who give themselves. And for us to give ourselves, we have to know that what we are giving ourselves to is true. It is real. It is honest. That's the Christian life. Jesus gave his whole life with the truth. What was that truth? That God loved us. He didn't assign a value to us that, well, certain people are worth saving and certain people off. I'm going to write off this whole group and I'm going to really focus on that group. That's not how God works. And that's not what the Lord says to us. For the Lord, there are no acceptable losses. And for us, it's to be the same way. That the goal for every human being is to know the truth. But we know in the world today, the goal of people who want to get our attention is to spin it. Whatever it is. You can't live without this product. Or you need, or I have the secret to answer all your questions. You know, I at 4 o'clock in the morning, the infomercials are a prime example of somebody saying, I can give you the meaning of life for $29.99. Do you know what? Jesus Christ is the meaning of life, and he gave it to us for nothing. He died on the cross. We have to simply give our life to him in faith. Not out of our wallet, but out of our heart. As Christians, we give ourselves in love. We give ourselves to the truth. And so our whole life needs to be focusing on this question. What is the truth? And that takes a whole lot of work. Because to hear the truth, we got to sort through all the lies. And there's a lot of lies on this side, a lot of lies on that side. But in the midst of all this, we know as human beings, we can know the truth. And God in Jesus Christ has made it even clearer for us by giving us his life and giving us his example and giving us his teaching. And the Lord says, if you seek that truth, you'll find it. And if you find that truth and you give yourself over to it, you will find fulfillment, not just for yourself, but for others. Christians on this Mission Sunday are given this mission of spreading the gospel, not only for our salvation, but the salvation of the world. A couple months ago, I was in a parish, and I was talking about Christianity and the importance of Christianity, and it came up that I also, it was a question about Islam, and I said, well, I don't think Islam is all it's cracked up to be. Well, I got some nasty emails from people saying, what right do you have to say Islam isn't a good religion? I said, one, I'm not Islamic. And two, I gave my life to Christ and I believe that's the truth. And if I'm talking to Catholics, I'm going to tell Catholics, Christ is the meaning of our life. I'm not going to say you can go to a mosque and worship Allah and you can go to your... We have more than enough to save us. We have more than enough to satisfy us. I'm not saying Islam is bad. I'm simply saying that from where I stand and the truth that I see, it's not all that Christianity is. It's definitely not all that Catholicism is, with its devotion, with its history, with the men and women who have given their life, not in holy wars, but rather holy spiritual battles to bring about the salvation of all people. That's the key to our Christian faith. And when the Lord says, give to God what belongs to God, our souls belong to God. They don't belong to this world. Our bodies belong to God because God helped create those bodies. And so in this world which we live, in which everyone seems to assume that we're up for sale, we have to step back as Christians and say, I am not up for sale. Whether it's my integrity, my conscience, my vote, my money, it's not up for sale. Instead, I look for the truth. I look for that which is fulfilling and meaningful, not only for myself, but for the whole world. And in doing that, and making that conscious choice through prayer and through study and through a lot of hard work, this is the conclusion I come to. And that is the basis on which we as Christians are to live our life. That is the foundation. And from that foundation, everything will be built. What would be built from that is what Pope John Paul II would call a civilization of love. But what we have being built, because oftentimes we see the government assigning value or no value to innocent human life or to the handicapped or to whatever the case may be. They want to say what the value is. We say God determines that. A civilization of love promotes all that life. But the culture of death promotes nothing but the self, destruction and death. That's it. And so the Lord asks us always to make this choice. We have to live in this world. We have to help this world. We have to serve the powers of this world. But at the same time, we have to exercise judgment in this world. And we have to do that with integrity. And we have to seek the truth. So this evening, as every time we come to church, we receive the truth of Scripture. But then, most preciously, the truth of Jesus' own body and blood. May it strengthen us. May it give us the eyesight to really see the truth clearly. And may it give us the courage and the wisdom to live it with all of our hearts. That it will be something that we will never negotiate away. Rather, it is something that we will hold very dear to us. Because when we have the truth, we have Christ. And when we have Christ, we have everything that we will ever need.